You're listening to SBS News.
Former Wallabies coach Eddie Jones led England to its first victory over the All Blacks in 7 years in Saturday's Rugby World Cup semi-final.
Full time. Boil over. The favourites are gone. What an epic semi-final. Incredible scenes.
New Zealand's first World Cup defeat since the 2007 quarter-final ended their quest for a third straight trophy. Jones received widespread praise for masterminding one of England's finest ever victories. He said his side had been building to the stunning performance.
We've been unconsciously preparing a game for this game. When you ingrain habits in your players, they're easier to sustain.
Outgoing All Blacks coach Steve Hansen bristled at a post-match suggestion that his team wasn't hungry enough on the night.
Because I've asked them at halftime to get hungrier, doesn't mean to say they didn't turn up to be hungry. There's a big difference. And if you want to spend some time outside, I'll give you a rugby education on that one.
England will face South Africa in the World Cup final after the Springboks defeated Wales in the second semi-final. In the English Premier League, Leicester recorded the biggest away win in the 131-year history of England's top flight. The Foxes scored 9 unanswered goals against a 10-man Southampton side to equal the biggest victory in English Premier League history and also inflict Southampton's worst ever defeat. Manager Ralph Hasenhüttl struggled to find words to describe the result.
I've never had such an experience in my entire managing career. I have always thought that something cannot happen, but it can, as you have seen today, and yeah.
Manchester City, Brighton and Chelsea also claimed wins over the weekend, while Watford, Bournemouth, West Ham and Sheffield United all shared points. In the A-League, Wellington's winless start to the season continued with a 2-1 home loss to Perth Glory. Western Sydney Wanderers continued their perfect start to the season, winning the Sydney Derby against Sydney FC. Sky Blues manager Steve Corica disagreed with a number of contentious VAR decisions, including a Costa Barbarousa's header ruled to have not crossed the goal line and a missed handball against his side.
Well, I saw it on the big screen, the ball. I thought it was over the line from where I am. But they have VAR for a reason. So the other one, I think, was a definite penalty.
Adelaide United and Melbourne City also won their matches over the weekend. Australia's cricketers produced their highest international T20 total on home soil in the opening match against Sri Lanka at the Adelaide Oval on Sunday. David Warner's first century in the format inspired Australia to a total of 233.
Warner squeezed it for a single. And that is 100 to savour for David Warner. His first in international T20 cricket, and he is pumped.
The tourists could only manage 9-for-99 in response, losing by 134 runs. In rugby league's inaugural Oceania Cup, an Australian Kangaroos side featuring 5 debutants cruised to a 26-4 win over the New Zealand Kiwis on Friday night. On Saturday, the Tongan Invitational team recorded a historic victory over Great Britain. The Tongans racing to a 12-0 lead on the back of 2 sensational team tries in the first half. Forward John Bateman scored Great Britain's lone try with just over 10 minutes remaining, but it wasn't enough to steal the win. The Great Britain side is making its first appearance since 2007. Australia's Diamonds defeated New Zealand's Silver Ferns by 7 goals to retain Netball's Constellation Cup. Captain Caitlin Bassett led the way in her 100th game with 25 goals before paying tribute to her fierce rivals.
How good is the rivalry against the Silver Ferns? I think we have to tell ourselves before the game that we hate you because we actually love playing against you so much. I think there's something special that comes out.
It's the 7th time Australia has collected the Constellation Cup. Diamonds veteran Caitlin Thwaites ended her international career in style, retiring after the match, her 55th for Australia. Jack Miller became the first Australian in 7 years to finish on the podium in the Australian MotoGP at Phillip Island. Queenslander Miller placed third, with championship leader Marc Marquez taking the chequered flag. Supercars Championship leader Scott McLaughlin did not start Sunday's Gold Coast 600 after a terrifying crash during qualifying. Title rival Shane Van Gisbergen stopped his car to ensure his fellow New Zealander was safe in an extraordinary display of sportsmanship. Van Gisbergen went on to win the race alongside co-driver Garth Tander. The Red Bull Racing team completed a weekend of dominance on the Gold Coast, with Jamie Wincup and Craig Lowndes finishing in second place. Finally, Japanese-trained mare Lee Grecher stormed home to claim victory in horse racing's Cox Plate at Moonee Valley in Melbourne. Jockey Damien Lane secured a second major victory in a fortnight after winning the Caulfield Cup a week prior. Joel Spreadborough, SBS News.